You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and Sarah Castor-Perry. This week we're talking about the science of advertising and how understanding how the brain works can make you part with more cash. Kieran has got in touch with a question for Andy Parton, one of our guests. Andy, Kieran says, does subliminal advertising actually work?
That's an interesting question. I guess this comes back from the idea from the 50s of putting a single frame into a film and changing people's behaviour. There's no real evidence that actually works in that way at all. And I guess the kind of things that we were talking about when we were talking about subliminally shifting attention, where I suggested it might work, are a slightly different thing, because the notion is to get you to still look at adverts, and you would still be processing the advert and deciding consciously. It would just be the process that made you look at it that would be unconscious. But I think the idea of just flashing something up very, very briefly, and that suddenly making you feel hungry or suddenly giving you a desire to go out and buy something, I don't think there was ever any really good evidence for that.
We'll see if people pick up the message hidden in this edition of The Naked Scientist. Thank you, Andy. Andy Parton from Brunel University. Sarah.